Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having two of our good friends back on the show. It's still Black History Month.
We've already,
and there's one of my friends chiming in right now. The irrepressible Clara Villarosa is here. She's an entrepreneur, a former bookstore owner, which is pretty impressive, and the co-author of Down to Business, Clara Villarosa. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. She's hailing all the way from New York City, and then we got our good buddy Donald Hunter from the other side of the country, all the way over in California. Donald is the CEO of Donald Hunter Financial. He's an investor and a financial trainer, financial expert, and both of these fine people are outstanding members of our Brain Trust. Donald, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Claire.
It's good to have you back. Say hi, Claire.
Hello, Donald.
Hi.
Hey, let me ask you two, Claire, you first. Do we still need Black History Month?
Yes, we do.
Tell me why.
You need it because it serves to put the spotlight on something that some people may not think about on an ongoing basis. You may be in an environment in which there are very few African Americans or blacks, and so you don't even think about the fact that there is a large number of them that exist outside of where you happen to be. And if you are in an area where there are African Americans, you may not know that much about them because mm-hmm. you may see them, but you may not interact with them. So I think it's still important to have it. It may be how we celebrate it and how we dispense information and what information is different mm-hmm. as time goes by, but I think still necessary.
Well, and I will tell you that, and I think that's those are excellent points, Claire. And excuse me, and one of the things that I want to point out is that the reason I asked this question was because this was posed to me by a Black American. And so I wanted to follow this up. So Donald, your thoughts on if we still need Black America. I mean, Black History Month, I should say.
Yeah, like Claire, I say yes. And the reason is, I think when we're silent about things like this, Black History or the Holocaust, then chances are it could happen again. And I think that by reminding us once a year of the accomplishments and also the tragedy of Black history in this country, I think it also gives us an opportunity to celebrate the accomplishments
right.
of African Americans. And that, I think that's key.
I think that's an excellent point, Donald. And so let me ask you this question. One of the things that I lament a little bit, Clara, is the fact that young people, the teens and the 20-somethings, seem to not care as much about history and about tradition as I think we did when we were that age. And so how do we balance wanting them to feel more connected to the past, which is what Black History Month would be all about, but also recognizing that they're a lot better off than the people on whose shoulders you stand, Clara, and better off than you in a lot of ways. How do we balance that where they recognize the progress, they don't live in the past, but they recognize the past? What do you think?
I think that what you just said, you almost answered your own question, is that they make no connection with the past. And so what it's incumbent upon us to do is to help them to make the connection and see that there is a relationship between what is happening to them now mm-hmm. and what has happened to others previously, because it also informs and influences the future. it's the a here and now generation.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I see. I don't see further than where I am,
right,
rather than where others have been.
Where we've been. Hey, Donald, I want to ask you is do we have some people though in the black community who still want to try to live in the past and their history lessons are more regressive and repressive, are more negative than positive? What do you think?
You certainly may.
Don,
have.
I want Donald to answer this. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I don't know of anyone that lives in the past, and you know, their thinking is negative.
All right, hold on to that thought, again, Donald. Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break because I'm going to press you on that when we come back after these messages. 20 Till, we're celebrating Black History Month with Clara Villarosa and Donald Hunter. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.